Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. Well, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving yesterday. Maybe you have some leftovers today, maybe some shopping to do. I don't know. But hopefully your holidays are off to a good start. Well, this week I was talking about Squanto and the Pilgrims and focused on Thanksgiving throughout the week. And right now we're going to make the transition over to Christmas because we're already starting the countdown towards Christmas. And so I'm going to begin to kind of introduce a new topic today. Let me begin by talking about how God appears to us. Because I think that one of the great things about Christmas is it helps us to focus on one of, maybe the most important thing that we can know about God and who He is. And so often God appears to us to be a ruler, and He is, but that is not His primary characteristic. And so when I say ruler, that brings to mind all kinds of things. That brings to mind someone who makes commands, someone we have to obey, someone who we want to do one thing, but we have to do something else because of the ruler. It brings to mind the vicious dictators of the 20th century and all those kinds of things. And God is nothing like that, even though it's hard for us to see that at times in our mind. So I think the story of Thanksgiving actually illustrates that very well. Squanto went through horrible circumstances in his life. Squanto experienced the death of everyone that he knew growing up and as a young man. Squanto experienced slavery. I mean, Squanto really had a bad hand dealt to him in life. He could have very easily been angry at God, bitter at God. He could have said, God, you know, why, you know, what kind of God are you that you would let me go through all this? The Pilgrims also, they were basically banished in exile from their home and had to leave everything behind and try to start life over. And then they had to leave everything behind again. And then on the ship, you know, they endured great hardships. And when they came to the New World, they endured even greater hardships and saw so many of their number die of starvation that winter. And they could have thought, God, why? What kind of God are you that you let us go through all of these terrible circumstances? And, you know, where are you? Why don't you help us? Why don't you do more? Is life, are all the events of life just simply the way things are and God sits over it and watches it and, you know, it is just kind of cruel because He could do more to help us, but He doesn't? Or is there something deeper going on in history? And I think the story of Thanksgiving, as you've been listening, I hope you've heard this, it's really a remarkable, beautiful story of you have these groups, the new Native American tribe that Squanto begins to live with and work with, the Pilgrims, they all come together to celebrate and share in thanks before God. And the way that they come together is something only God could have done. And it shows how even through all the pain that is in the background of that story, there is a God who is in control. There is a God who has a plan. There is a God who has purpose behind these things. There is a God who can use these things to create a beautiful scene that we have at that first Thanksgiving meal. And so now we're going to begin to shift towards Christmas. And so what I want to begin to talk about next week is God's love. The Bible actually says God is love. Yes, He is creator. Yes, He is the ruler over all the earth. Yes, He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and all of its people are as grasshoppers, Isaiah chapter 40 says. Yes, He is ultimately the judge. Abraham talks about it in this way. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? Yes, He's all these things, but all of those things are positions He has right now. They don't get to the essence of who He is. Is God holy? Yes. And even to say God is holy kind of makes Him seem distant and cold and, you know, somehow beyond us. But even more so than that, I think the Bible describes as God's primary characteristic that He is love. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. So in the coming weeks, we're going to begin to shift our focus more and more towards Christmas. You know, this is what the Bible says is the ultimate sign of God's love, that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we look at the gift of Jesus, and we also see a message about what kind of God he is, that he is a triune God, that he has a son. And we're going to talk about this next week. That doesn't mean like a biological son. God does not have a physical body. This is talking about a relationship that God has had from all eternity past between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You see, God, even before the creation of the world, was a relational being, was a God who loved long before there was any world, long before there were any people. He was in a relationship, he loved, and he now shares that love by creating the world and then by sending his one and only, or his unique Son, this special, it's a title for what kind of person the Son is in the Trinity. And so we're going to look at how this all points to God's love. And I pray that in the coming weeks, as we get closer to Christmas, we'll talk about things like love, joy, peace. These are all things we want, we long for. We are created to long and hope for these things. And they're all things that Christmas speaks to. Christmas tells us that because of what happened at Christmas, we can know something about who God is, what he is like, not just what he does, not just his position, but the very essence of who he is. And it should give us hope that all of these things are possible, that all of these things can be evident in our life. And so I'm looking forward to unpacking that more in the coming weeks. We have a God who loves us, and I don't know what pain you might be going through. I don't know the background of the things that have happened in your life, but I know that God loves you. I know that God has a purpose and design behind those things. I know that God wants to do something beautiful with those things and through you and your experiences, and I believe that Christmas speaks to that. And so my prayer is for you this season that you be encouraged as we begin to turn our thoughts, not only in thankfulness to God for what he has done, for all the things he has done, but specifically in being a God who loves, a God who sent his son, a God who has plans for us to spend eternity with him and enjoy and celebrate his love. So that's what we'll be looking at. Let me remind you of a few things. It's Christmas time, and so it is a wonderful time of year to come to church. Maybe you just have gotten out of the habit. Maybe you've had bad experiences at church and you just haven't been going lately. I really encourage you. God has something for you when you come to church. It's part of how he wants to teach you his word, help you grow in the word, help to encourage you. And so what better time to get back into church than these weeks leading up to Christmas? If you don't have a church near you that you know of where you can learn and be taught the Bible and encouraged in the Bible, we always welcome you to come to Beach Branch Baptist Church for the 9 o'clock service. That's in Luray, and also the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. And we would love to have you there. I'd love to get to meet you there. We've got all kinds of things going on. Our Christmas cantata is coming up. We have a live nativity coming up, and of course, all kinds of things that go on during the Christmas season. So we'd love to have you for that. We also have free biblical counseling ministry here at the church. And if you'd like more information about that or any of the programs or things we have going on, the number to call is 803-943-8237. That's 803-943-8237. Well, on Monday, we're going to jump right into our topic of love and how we know that God is love. And so I invite you to continue on with us. Also, you can check us out on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. Just search Trust the Bible on Facebook and it will come up. And there's all kinds of articles you can look at to keep up with what's going on. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.